Anything you can think of with your mind, you can do. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as Art Williams talks about what it takes to win in life and business in his famous Just Do It speech. Enjoy.
Thank you, Jerry. And I tell you, I don't know if I've been this nervous in a long time. This is the most intimidating thing that I think's ever happened to me. An old dumb South Georgia football coach speaking to a bunch of TV personalities like many of you, many great evangelists in the audience, and who put me between Falwell and Swaggart on the same night just totally blows me away. But I'll try to give it my best shot. I was asked to talk to you about how to win in business. I think it's a good subject for you to think about, because I believe business in America is in a crisis situation today. All you have to do is read the paper and every month see our trade deficit. And it's just a very depressing situation. And to speak to you about how to win in business, there's a lot of obvious things I could talk about. You first have to find a need. You've got to fill a need for a consumer out there. You've got to have a market. You've got to have somebody to sell your product or your service to. You've got to, if you really want to get big and win big, you've got to have a uniqueness. There's got to be something a little bit different from you than all the competition out there. But by far the most important thing you've got to have to win in business in these United States today is a very unique kind of mental toughness. I believe the difference in winning and losing in the free enterprise system is so small, it's almost too scary to talk about. You can do 99% of the things right in business, and yet if you don't possess what I call that winning edge, that mental toughness, folks, it's impossible to win. I believe the thinking in corporate America has been screwed up over these last 20 or 25 years, and I believe this screwed up kind of thinking started in our big liberal universities today. I believe a college degree in business for most universities today is not worth the paper it's written on. I just had a son graduate from the University of Georgia a few months ago. The reason I think that is because most of these professors in most of these universities today hadn't got enough common sense to get in out of the rain. They don't have any idea what it takes to win out there in the real world. They deal in a bunch of theory. These people have tried to fill up corporate America with this kind of thinking. These are the special people. If you're born rich, if you're born on the right side of the track, they rule you the privileged class in America. If you're born poor from an average, ordinary background like I came from, they say you're supposed to give up all your big dreams and all your big ambitions and all your big hope. If you have a high IQ, they rule you brilliant. If you have an average IQ like me, they say you ought to drive a truck or be a janitor. Well, bull. That ain't the way. That ain't the way it is, and that ain't the way it ever was. They ain't nobody ever designed a test, nor will they design a test that can measure the heart of a man or a woman. I believe in developing this winning edge. I've got 10 or 12 points that I won't be able to go over with you tonight, but let me just give you a flavor of what I think you got to do to succeed in these United States. See, I thought at one time in my life you had to be smart to win. I used to have these smart people that dress so pretty and talk so pretty and use these big words. They just intimidated me, and I said, Art, you can't ever be that good. Why don't you just throw in the towel and go on back and coach football for a living? And I found two things out about smart people. I think it's almost impossible for a smart person to win in business in America today. Because I find smart people spend their whole lifetime figuring things out. They're always trying to figure out an easier way and a quicker way. And another thing I found out about smart people is they just don't get around to doing nothing. And see, somebody like Art Williams, everybody says, well, he can't do it. And somebody like that can't do it. But he does it. See, folks, I want you to know almost everybody in America almost does enough to win. They almost get there. They almost are over the hump. They almost have it going. They almost in everything they do, almost is a way of life to almost everybody in America. But the winners do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to be somebody they're proud of. We need leaders in America who can do it. If you want to become somebody, do it. If you want to go in business for yourself, do it. If you want to become financially independent, do it. I hear too much talk in these United States. Everybody can talk a good game. We need people in America who can do it. I go all over this country with A.O. Williams, and I have people say, Art, you can count on me. Wonderful. Just do it. Art, I guarantee you, this is my last stop. I'm going to win now. Super duper. Just do it. Art, if I could just have one good month and get the ball going, I know I could make it big. Super. Just do it. Art, if I could just pay off this debt, I could really go. Great. Just do it. Art, if I could just sell my house. Do it. But houses ain't selling. Do it anyway. Art, I'm not making any money. What can I do? You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it and do it and do it. Art, I guarantee I'm going to win this contest. Super duper. Just do it. Art, I'm over the hump now. Watch my smoke. Great. Just do it. Art, I want to make it so bad I can taste it. What I do? You just do it. Art, I'm a vice president now. Can I quit doing it? No. Art, I don't know if I can keep on keeping on. I'm really hurting what I do. You just do it. Do what, Art? You do it and do it and do it. Art, all my life I've wanted to be somebody important. Well, what, do it then. Art, I'm going to save money so I don't have to go through this again. Great. Just do it. Art, I don't feel like I've had enough training. What I do? You just do it. Art, my manager don't give me no help. What I do? You just do it. Art, you don't understand. I was Mr. Everything at my former company. You don't mean I have to start off down at the bottom and do it, do you? Yep, you really got to do it. Art? Art, what's the primary difference between winners and losers? The winners do it. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.